listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about a small light in a dark night. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 11, 12, and 13. It's the last three verses of the book of 1 Samuel. We read here. Now, when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard that the Philistines had done to Saul, what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and traveled all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Beth-Shean. And they came to Jabesh and burned them there. Then they took their bones and burned them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. Without question, it was a dark time for Israel. After many years of a troubled reign, King Saul was dead. Most of his sons were also dead, so it was not clear who the next king would be. The army of Israel lost a major battle against the Philistines, and it looked like Israel's hated enemies might completely conquer them. It was so bad that the Philistines took the dead bodies of King Saul and his sons, and they hung those dead bodies by chains to the wall of the city of Beth-Shean for everyone to see. To the thinking of the ancient world, this was a terrible disgrace, not only upon Saul and his sons, but upon all Israel. But God had not forsaken Israel. It was a dark time, but they were about to enter into their greatest period of history under the reign of their greatest ancient king. It would take a few years, but bright and glorious days were appointed for Israel's future. The present was dark, dark as a night with no light of the moon. Yet God had a small but significant light to shine in that dark night. The light seemed even more important because of the darkness. The light came from the men of Jabesh-Gilead. We read of the people of the city of Jabesh that all the valiant men arose to make a difference in a crisis. In a time of disgrace, loss, and tragedy like this, God still had valiant men to do his work. The men of Jabesh-Gilead took down the bodies of Saul and his sons from their place of humiliation, and they gave them a proper burial. Glory to God, he always has his valiant men. When one servant passes the scene, another arises to take his place. If Saul is gone, God will raise up a David. If the army of Israel is utterly routed, God still has his valiant men in Jabesh-Gilead. God's work is bigger than any one man or any one group of people. But these valiant men from Jabesh-Gilead should also be recognized for their gratitude. Many years before, Saul delivered their city from the Ammonites. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 11. And they repaid the kindness with this dramatic commando mission. God showed them great kindness through the hand of Saul. Upon taking the throne, David rightly thanked these valiant men for their kindness to the memory of Saul, Jonathan, and Jonathan's other sons. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 2. We can take at least two lessons from this today. First, is there someone you can show gratitude towards? Maybe it's someone who did something a long time ago, but maybe it would be good for you and them to make it a fresh show of your thankfulness. That could be a good thing. Again, good for you and good for them. But also, secondly, take comfort. God always has his valiant men and women, for that matter. Even in the darkest of nights, he will bring them forth to shine and make them a promise of more blessed days to come. Today, rest in the God who knows how and when to raise up those valiant men and women.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.